Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome, everybody. So you made it through the rain to vote, I see.
Didn't rain. Fake
no?
news. There was no rain, not during the day. No, sun was out.
Not until after like 7 or 8. Yeah. It rained heavy this morning.
Yeah, during the day, I said.
Yeah.
I slept through the rain.
Did you?
No problem voting.
And you voted for Ray Lopez.
In fact, well, see, I did vote for Ray Lopez. I'll explain that in a moment. But I was, the city, the county now has a new online service where they track how long the wait is at various voting stations. And it used to be there was only one for my neighborhood, and now there are three. So the one that I normally would go to, I saw was a 30 to 45 minute wait. And I thought, well, that can't be. I drove by it. Yeah, it had a long line out the door, down the sidewalk. It's like, well, you know, this is like 9 in the morning. So I look, and there's a second choice. I had to drive a couple of miles. I got there. You just walk right in. Right up to the voting station. And I'm thinking now, you go online and it tells you that the other station has got no line. Why don't people go there? Instead, they're standing in a 45-minute line to vote. Why would you do that?
Well, let me play your part for a moment. I had no idea you could go online and find out how long the waits are, and I would bet 90% of the rest of the people don't know that.
Well.
But you see,
ignorant.
Sometimes when I say something, you always go, oh, people don't know that.
Well, they should know that. Because... Yeah.
You've never heard of that.
Because,
but then again, I don't vote in person anymore, so I don't really look for it.
What do you do in person?
Oh, you're just so proud of yourself. You really just feel like you. I have a very busy, happy life, and I see many people every day. Just because I don't see you doesn't mean I never leave the house. It's a very limited view, but
that's
we're talking
me.
About you again.
That's me.
You are a very limited viewpoint world person.
I'm a man of limited views.
I looked up where to vote. How come everybody doesn't?
So anyway, I'm going through the ballot, and I come to this. This is probably the most horrendous choice.
By the way,
the
how old is that thing that you could look it up?
What do you mean, how old?
Last year? 5 years ago? Years ago?
I never saw it before. I didn't. It used to be.
Well, how did you know about it now?
Because they have moved my polling station 3 times in the last few years. And so I typed into Google how to find where to vote in Los Angeles.
And it
gave me a government site. And they had this new thing. You type in your address.
A new feature.
And it gives you the choices. And it has color-coded dots.
I'm surprised that anything run by the government has this much.
Me too.
Tech, I guess, so to speak, involved with the wait times.
I was shocked, and that's why I saw there was a yellow dot next to the one I normally go to, and I just didn't believe it, because there's never been a line all these years I vote, never been a line. So I go there, and sure enough, man, really long line. So they're updating it, right? They probably have an app or whatever. So then I go to the second one, and nobody was there. It's like, wow, this is great.
What time is this? Don't people work, as you like to say?
The first time I went by the place was 9 in the morning. When I finally voted, it was 12:30. 9 in the morning.
Oh, I see.
I was surprised there was a line at 9 in the morning. Because that's already. But you
and there was not a line in 2020 when a lot more people were expected to vote than today?
No.
You know what I think, too? I think they have less poll workers, so they have to kind of.
Yeah.
And they may have another polling site for you, but sometimes there's just less poll workers there, so it takes longer for people to get through the lines. I don't know. I don't know if you noticed that, but.
No.
They're all mashed up, right?
Oh, that was what was funny. Walking in.
Yeah, every photo I've seen today of polling places, everybody's masked up that's in there.
I walked in, and they have a PPE table.
Personal protective equipment.
That's right. And it's a table filled with masks and gloves.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Deborah, you would have loved this.
Defibrillator?
Yeah, a defibrillator. So you could make it through safely. And masks, gloves.
Sanitizer?
Sanitizers, yeah. And she goes, would you like any PPE products? I started
You didn't
laughing.
Grab the gloves?
No, I didn't grab the gloves.
That's my tax money. That's my tax money. What are you spending it on this?
And they have a woman specially assigned to the PPE table. And I'm thinking, what goes on in here? What diseases are you afraid of? I'm just voting.
All right, so you voted for Ray because you had a really bad choice.
L.A. County Supervisor. This is Sheila
Kuehl's seat. Yeah.
Okay. They're
wheeling her out finally.
The soon-to-be-indicted Sheila Kuehl. And
that I doubt.
Well, at least she got raided.
It's a lot of wishful. Yeah, she got raided.
It's good enough.
Did you see they took like 47 phones and stuff from that house? I'm like, who the hell has phones and tablets they took from her house?
What? That's
47,
suspicious.
I think, was the number.
Okay, crack dealers have 47 phones in their house. I don't know anybody else who needs that.
Burner phones.
Yeah, burner phones. What is she up to? There's a story there.
One for each constituent.
So I came to that because I skipped a lot. I voted for no judges, or I voted no. There was a whole ream of judges. Do you want to vote to reelect? Like, no. I didn't know any of them. I just thinking, I don't like anybody right now. I'm voting against everybody. So I voted against all the judges. I didn't vote for community college trustees. I don't care. When I got to the LA County Supervisor in Sheila Kuehl's seat, I had a choice of no bail Bob Hertzberg, who's one of the worst politicians in California history.
Right.
Up against this West Hollywood woke nut named Lindsay Horvath.
Yeah, last time we talked about her, the West Hollywood City Council, before they start their meetings, they kind of bow their heads and apologize for taking land from Native tribes. That was amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
So apparently a true story. As Biden would say, true story.
Yes. So I'm looking at that choice.
Because West Hollywood City Council offices sit on Native lands, right?
So I look at that choice, and I said, well, I cannot possibly vote for either one of these. And then I noticed there was a write-in option. A write-in. Ah, who would I trust as my L.A. County Supervisor? First name that came to mind, Ray Lopez, our producer.
But he doesn't live in your district. How's he going to serve?
Nobody lives in the district.
They don't.
Everybody fakes it. Look, they can't find Kevin DeLeon's house, right?
Now, how did you do that? It looked like it was typed in.
Well, it's a touch screen.
Oh, I see.
So you type in the letters and it pops up on the screen. Oh. And so I did that and I go, yeah. The world.
You should have voted for Deborah Mark.
Yeah, I'm insulted.
I didn't know you were running.
Well, I was.
She is running for Vegan Czar.
There you go.
All right. Next write-in candidate, I'll type you in. Ray's now in the history books. Somewhere in the bowels of history, it'll say one vote for Ray Lopez for LA County Supervisor.
You should wait a couple of weeks and look it up to see if it officially made it to the list. Because they'll list all the votes, right?
Right. So I did that. And then on the way out, there's another table, the goodbye table.
Oh, with the stickers?
The stickers.
I voted stickers?
Yeah. It's like three people all shouted at me at the same time. Go get your sticker. Would you like your sticker? Got your sticker here.
Some people find those valuable. They think it's the greatest thing to get the sticker and wear it proudly.
And this guy suddenly stood up. This old guy looked like he was 97 years old. And he's already got the sticker off the tape. It's on his fingertip. And he's waving it at me, right?
Oh, that's not COVID safe.
No, I realize that. That's why I didn't touch it. It's like, yeah, sir, you already touched my sticker. Uh-uh. But they're going... They're waving it at me. Oh, come and get your sticker. And I said, no, that's okay. And I swear to God, he goes, oh.
Wow.
he actually moaned in sorrow because I wasn't taking his I voted sticker.
Well, if you change your mind, you know, you've got a mail-in ballot. There's a sticker in there.
Is there?
There is, yes.
I have my mail-in.
So even if you don't vote, you can walk around with it proudly.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know, they give you a sticker in the little package. Yeah.
Well, I'll think about that, maybe.
I saw a headline this morning. People lined up in Pennsylvania County for voting stickers. I'm like, what? What do you mean? People are rushing out. So I looked at the picture, and it's like a little sort of devil emblem I voted. It's got like flames around it. I guess people thought that was, wow.
Yeah.
The world really is sad and desperate.
That's internet humor.
It's people are rushing out for I voted sticker. All right. Well, do we still have the cash inflation bonus money? Are we doing that?
Yes, we
Even
do.
Even on election day? Yeah.
It's
going to bribe people for their vote?
Although as inflation goes up, it's worth less and less.
This is true.
When Every we started the contest, win. It was worth $1,000. Now it's worth about $760.
We'll tell you in a little more detail why it'll probably take weeks for the results to come from some of the races, probably including the LA mayor's race. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, it hasn't rained like it did overnight in quite a while. So the story that always comes out when this happens did happen again in Ontario. Homeless people swept away because they were camped out in a wash. Six of them. One dead, three rescued, two people unaccounted for. 9:45 this morning, I guess the water came sweeping through this wash.
Every year.
The 1200 block of East 4th Street in Ontario is where these homeless people were camped. And I guess they didn't think about the fact that maybe a lot of water might come rushing through here. We ought to move somewhere. And it just swept them away.
They're stoned on crack and meth. They don't know where they are. They don't know they're in a riverbed.
They don't?
No. Anybody who's conscious knows not to camp out in a riverbed.
They used to go out there the day before and tell these people to move. I don't know if they did that there. Remember they used to do that in the valley? They'd go out and tell the vagrants that this could be flooded overnight. You better move.
For a while, it's Darwinism.
Of course it is, yes.
And I mean, do we have to be a nanny to every single adult? I mean, if you don't know to get out of a riverbed when a big rainstorm is coming, I don't know what to tell you.
You must look after your lesser brothers and help them.
Oh, not everybody all day. Come on, it's 3 a.m.
And for you, not anybody any day.
No, I'm gonna go out to the riverbed at 3 a.m. to try to get some meth addict. Come on.
Well, the Times ran one of those stories again, remind us that we probably won't know some results for days or weeks from now, because of the large amount of late mail-in voting or people dropping their ballots off at the election sites the day of or the evening of the vote, which also tends to happen.
You know what's amazing is they made the system worse. You know, with everything going towards high technology and speed and efficiency.
Yeah, you're right. This has slowed down to a crawl.
We went back to 1887.
I know. I mean, who even uses the mail anymore?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Americans are using the mail less than ever. Many people pay most of their bills online. Nobody's writing letters anymore. They send emails and texts. And now all of a sudden, voting is by mail. And now they have millions of envelopes stacked up for all these drone government workers to go through.
Yeah. Obviously, if you voted early by mail, they already counted your vote. They had time to do that. But beginning, I think it's a couple of days ago and all the way through today, and apparently they're going to still accept ballots 1 week after the election if they are postmarked by tonight at midnight. Yes, there's a one-week window
where
they will still accept a ballot because the U.S. mail can be that slow.
But you're sending the letter locally.
I don't know. Well, it's ending up in Norwalk, right? I think it goes to the county registrar office.
Norwalk. Well, Norwalk is just east of Montana, isn't it?
It says here ballots postmarked by Election Day are accepted up to 7 days in California. That means the total number of ballots cast won't even be certain until well into next week. And then they have to do that slow process. Obviously, John, if you vote by machine, it's tabulated. But if you vote by mail,
the machine.
That's right. This is antiquated. They have to sit there. Start with the envelope. I even heard a woman describe it today. Before we can even open the envelope and look at the contents, we have to look at the signature and verify all the information on the outside of the envelope.
And then we have to pray over it.
And then
What a dumb system. What a ridiculous. Get out. Get off your ass, off the couch, drive a half a mile, and go vote.
Yeah, Deborah Mark.
Honestly.
What do you mean, Deborah Mark?
Yeah, you voted in person?
No, I voted
by name. Oh, I got it right then. Well, because I knew Eric Sklar did, so I was going to grab you in.
Eric went, yeah.
But
yes, I went
gone.
In person.
But I would have gone
I know
if it
that.
Was
I
raining.
Said that. Okay. I'm finding someone who did not, and it's Deborah Mark.
People are losing
and
their motivation.
And it's me. I didn't either.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Why am I going to wait until the last minute, deal with lines, deal with the rain
you
if I don't
use
have
the,
to?
You've got to use the Los Angeles voting app.
I walked right in.
Yeah,
no line.
There was no line.
Good for you.
I don't like dealing with the old cronies at the table.
I don't
want to
deal with
process
people
either.
You could have gotten
book.
Some free PPE.
I did experience some of what
own.
John experienced
oh,
with
yeah,
the crazy PPE people and the guy wanting me to give me a sticker. And I was just like, no, I don't need a sticker.
Aren't they nuts? Who wants to sit for 8 or 10 hours there and go, would you like your sticker? Would you like your sticker?
They were all masked at my place, too.
They were all masked?
Yes, every single one.
Well, if you guys look on Facebook, there are plenty of people who are posting pictures of themselves with that I voted sticker.
Really?
Yes.
You know something?
That's sad.
Facebook shut down my account 2 weeks ago.
Aww.
There was some irregularity. I haven't even bothered to find out what. I just...
Did you get hacked by a Russian?
Maybe I got hacked. I don't know. They said, because of an irregularity, we need you to try to reset your security, and we're going to send you an access code. And I tried to do it once, and nothing worked. And it's like, oh, the hell with this. I don't need this.
Would you like me to help you figure that out so you can be back to stalking people on Facebook?
If you want to restart the system, go ahead.
This is how bad it's going to be. You remember the June primary vote? 90% of ballots statewide were done by mail. 48 hours after the polls closed, fewer than half of the ballots have been counted.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to be dealing. Compare that to November of 2004, a third of ballots cast by mail, more than 80% counted by 5 p.m. 2 days after the election. So,
because look at the human sludge that works for the government. You think they're motivated to count the votes? Do you think any of them care?
Well, they're inundated, too. I mean, this is what's happening with all these late-arriving ballots.
If the mayor's race is close, it might be June before we find out who won.
Do you see this part? This story starts out with the fact that, Rick Caruso was doing pretty well on June 7th, the primary night. He had a little party going, and they were kind of happy because it was looking good. And then as days and weeks went by, Karen Bass pulled way ahead. And it mentions that they have this L.A. County Sheriff's vans drove up with vans full of ballots the night of the election. I'm like, really? What is that about? Is that harvesting, or is that stuff that came from the official ballot drop boxes that are all collected together in Norwalk and they're delivered to Norwalk?
Oh,
I don't know.
The new crop matured on just the right day, huh?
It does. Remember, if we're behind, we got to make this happen fast. That's
yeah,
right.
Good system. No chance for fraud with a system like that, right? No funny business there.
We got more coming up.
By the
way, Ken, yes.
I've been watching CNN and Fox, and they're releasing all their exit polls. It is going to be a bad night for the Democratic Party based on the exit polls. People are pissed off in huge numbers about everything.
Oh, is that what they're finding out?
On both networks, yeah. There's no partisan bias here between the two networks. Everybody hates everything right now, so...
It's a divided country. Yeah. It's very sad.
Funniest one is that only 13% of the nation thinks Biden made America more safe.
Oh, safe. I thought
safe,
it might be an economy question.
No, he's getting blamed for everything.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Election day, if you're living in the city of Los Angeles legally, vote for Rick Caruso like I did this morning because it's an emergency.
And Tracy Park.
And Tracy Park on the west side to replace
the council seat, right, please.
And Villanueva is the L.A. County Sheriff.
Oh, please, save him too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not that hard.
I am looking at something right now that a listener forwarded. It is a YouTube video. Let's see who took it here. Oh, Santa Monica-based photojournalist, press photographer Fabian Lukowitz. What he's doing in this 11.5-minute video, he's following a Metro, I guess it's security officer. It is a Metro train that is parked at the station in Santa Monica. And the reason is This security officer, yeah, he has a gun or a taser there. Looks like a gun. He's pretty much evacuating the train because somebody has defecated on board. And he shows the defecation.
Where is this? Where can I see this?
The train is parked in Santa Monica. Oh, I'm going to send it to you. It's YouTube.
Yeah. What's the search? The search word.
Metro train shut down due to person defecating on board. Downtown Santa Monica. I think the train... What's also amusing is the riffraff that this guy encounters on the train that he's telling to get off.
Those are all the people who didn't take a dump.
He's walking up and down the aisles, and there's a few stragglers who didn't get the message that we got to empty the train. It says here that guards are there to provide security for the sanitation worker. Uh-huh. The guards also check on the welfare of the passenger. Uh-huh. The security guards evacuated the passengers after the train was put out of service.
Can you imagine?
Due to a passenger defecating in the train. And it's diarrhea, by the way.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it is.
No!
I'll send it to you.
Oh, please! Well, I'll save it for dinner entertainment.
You're that excited to...
Yes. Watch that and tell me who we should vote for, right?
I'll send it to you and Ray right now.
God!
In fact, the photographer goes by twice to show the stain on the floor.
Can you imagine?
It's running. It's diarrhea.
Yeah. The Metro train is a rolling sewer. That's a rolling open toilet. Can you imagine being on a train and a guy drops his pants and blows out a river of diarrhea right in front of you?
Yeah,
God.
Like two big puddles on the floor. I don't think he got the seat, but I couldn't see the seat, but it was on the floor.
I guess they have a
protocol that you have to evacuate the train.
You know what? Somebody should grab Garcetti out of his mansion and force him to clean it up. Here, get on your knees. Clean this up.
This is the world we live in today.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, that happened was that we do have a winner of the $2 billion Powerball jackpot prize. But again, this world we live in, I'm suspicious because the drawing was delayed by a security glitch. Mm. And I thought right away this morning when I heard that the fix is in. Huh?
Yeah.
What are they up to? Apparently, one of the states that participated was not able to send in all its data due to a issue. They're not saying what state it is. It's like, I think a lot of states participate in this.
Why don't they mail it in?
That's a good idea. Get the ballot in. So when it was finally announced, and then an hour or two later, we found out that one ticket was actually purchased here in Southern California at Joe's Service Center.
Joe's.
In Altadena. A gas station.
Joe's Mobile.
And did you see the father and son?
Yeah, I saw Joe.
Accepting the $1 million check that they get for selling the winning ticket.
Only $1 million?
Yeah, it was $1 million.
That's cheap.
Well, you would sit there and...
Hey, you got to have Joe. Otherwise, there's no contest. The seller ought to get a bigger cut.
Joe Chahayed is the owner. So literally, it is owned by Joe. He's had the franchise for 20 years.
They know who the winner is.
Who does?
Joe
says he does not.
No, but maybe Joe's son said it's a local, it's a regular.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He said
I heard
that
Joe
one of the
say,
articles.
No, we don't know. I heard him, later on they figured it out later.
By the way, the guy who won, his life is ruined now.
Yeah, you got to go into hiding.
Nobody's going to treat him normally anymore.
Oh, you gotta who cares? Go into I would hiding. Deal with it.
What they usually do is they'll wait many months because hopefully, the rush to find out who it is will die down.
You know, every jerk in his family is going
to
be demanding money.
You have a year to claim your prize.
You know, every jerk in the family, every friend is going to be demanding money all the time. You're going to get all sorts of kooks banging on your door.
Oh, every financial advisor and money manager and schemer and Bitcoin person.
He's going to regret this. The worst day of his life. You'll see.
Maybe it is too much money. You make a good point.
$2 billion?
How much do you really need? Well,
what
if
would
you won
do
a $200 or $300 million lottery prize, that'd be enough for the rest of your life, and nobody would pay attention to you. But this is, John's right, the fixation on you. Although somebody won, was it $1 billion in Illinois back in August, and I don't think they did eventually come forward, but I don't think they're, I don't know who they are. Are we a state? Do you know that you have to identify the winner? There's states where you do not. You can remain anonymous. There are states where they do eventually reveal the winner's name. So I don't know.
What would you do with the money that you don't already have?
I would do a lot of good in this world. I would have what?
Free all the animals.
Yes,
and
I would have a vegan diet on everybody. Animal? No, I would have an animal sanctuary and lots of animal sanctuaries. I would help research, try and find a cure for cancer.
Oh, that's a waste of money.
I would, gosh.
How many billions of dollars have we spent on the cure for cancer?
My kids and grandkids and great-great-grandkids would not have to worry about anything. Why do you want that life for them?
A life
I would buy world peace.
They'll all be drug addicts and alcoholics.
No, they wouldn't.
When you don't have a point to your life, when you don't have something to worry about and strive for, then you fall apart.
Would be some caveats there so that they would have to do something productive, but they wouldn't have to worry about housing. I don't know. There's a lot I would do.
All right.
But I would be very charitable, that's for sure.
I wouldn't. I'd keep it all.
Yeah, I know you would.
There's a guy in China who won $30 million in their lottery, and he showed up in a mascot costume so his wife and children wouldn't know he won.
Oh, good idea. His current wife?
Yes.
Soon to be former.
I guess so. That is funny. That's like keeping the old separate bank account. Yeah. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Oh, I was right when I thought about this yesterday. We're going to have a candidate on who's running for state controller. We did talk to him earlier this year. Republican Lonhi Chen will join us. If he does win, and he did very well in the primary in June, he would be the first Republican to hold a statewide office position since Schwarzenegger was termed out as governor, January 2011. So 11 years.
And things
12
have gone,
years by the time he takes office.
And things have gone so well with one-party Democratic rule for the last 12 years.
What did we say back then? We said, maybe if people have this for a long time, they'll realize this is horrible and we'll go back and make changes, but it's not happening yet in this state.
No.
We're looking at other states today.
Yeah.
Places like New York, Arizona, Oregon. They may be making some changes to the Democratic rule. And
here, we celebrate Election Day. A guy takes a diarrhea dump on a metro train.
Oh, did you watch yet?
No, I forgot to look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forwarded to the video.
Is it legal to send something like that through email?
What? It's just poo.
It's disgusting.
It's not somebody dying, and it's not a porn. What are you talking about? Here's a great story. A man that apparently is very well connected. You ever hear of Tyson Chicken? We all heard of Tyson Chicken.
Yeah,
right?
It's one of the
Tyson Foods.
Big chicken.
It's an empire.
Chicken
Tyson
empires.
Foods,
yes,
right?
That's the correct word.
They're out of Arkansas. Well, their CFO, and his name happens to be John R. Tyson, had a pretty tough Sunday. He apparently really tied one on, thought he was going home and going to bed. Instead, a woman comes home at 2 in the morning, a college-age woman, and she discovers him asleep in her bed.
Hmm.
Looked like he took his clothes off, except his little boxer shorts, and his license was in his pants, so they knew who they were dealing with. She called the cops. They came. They arrested him. There's now a picture of him after he got booked. He's just sitting there on a bench in the police station in his underwear. Just kind of staring somberly.
See, Deborah, this is what I'm talking about. This rich kid, mm-hmm. his dad owns Tyson Foods and named his son the chief financial officer.
Yeah.
And the guy's a raving drunk.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean that would happen to my family members.
Because he's got no purpose in life. He's been coddled, paid for.
My kids aren't coddled.
I know that.
Okay, so if I won now, but what I'm saying is if I won now and I gave the money to them, and then they wanted to give it to their kids and so on and so forth, I would hope that the way I raised them, that they would raise their children similarly, and
you'd ruin generations.
Well, you know what? I don't have to worry about it because I didn't go to Altadena and buy that ticket. Darn it.
So,
okay, are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and another thing. No, I'm just kidding.
He joined the family business in 2019. Now, I think I may have found the problem. He was an investment banker at JP Morgan, and they know how to go out and party. You can get a real alcohol habit working for some of these big investment banks or hedge fund people, because they love to have a good party. So I wouldn't be surprised if he picked up the habits and he came back. He is the great-grandson of the company's founder.
Mm.
And he's been considered a possible CEO candidate. As I said, he was CFO.
Probably not for a while.
He's put out a statement, "I'm embarrassed for personal conduct that is inconsistent with my personal values." By the way, that's the new one I hear all the time now. This is not reflective of my personal values.
This is not who I really am.
Yeah, that's another way of saying exactly.
My personal values. Yes, it is. You just stumbled into the wrong house. How many times do you think he's gotten blasted in his life?
But is it that bad a crime?
No,
He didn't drive drunk. He didn't sexually assault her.
It's just
he just, I don't know. What I didn't find out is, was this next door to his home? I mean, how do you just...
It's just funny.
It is very funny. And the picture of him with the bleary eyes, it's like, huh?
It says...
What happened?
He was unable to verbally respond to police. Wow.
She left the door unlocked, she said. I don't know why you'd do that. She comes home at 2 a.m. He's already asleep, so I don't know what time he got there. But when you're drunk, you can fall asleep in 5 seconds. I've made a serious mistake, and this has caused me to reflect deeply on the impact my actions can have on others. He will receive counseling for alcohol abuse.
Counseling.
Counseling.
What's the counseling? Don't drink so much?
Oh, how sad.
You're going to drink that much? Stay home?
He was going to speak on the company's earnings call for the first time as CFO, November 14th. That's probably scrubbed.
Yeah.
That would be his big moment. Earnings calls are big for all the investment
He couldn't handle the pressure, couldn't live up to the family name.
No.
And that's what happened. See, they named him John Tyson. All these guys are John Tyson.
You're right. There might be a lot of family issues that
great grandfather
sorted out.
Yeah, great-grandfather's John W., then John H., this guy is a John. He couldn't handle it. Freaked him out.
A college-age female is the one that came home and found this man in her bed, who I guess she did not know. And, as you said, he didn't even know where he was. He could barely, he didn't make any sense. He could not verbally respond.
And like a million other guys.
He after they sat him up, he went right back down and tried to go back to sleep. It's criminal trespass and public intoxication.
No, it's,
I don't think that's...
not the crime of the century.
A big crime.
But it's
just embarrassing. They even had the video of him walking around in the police station in his boxer shorts sitting on the bench. How sad. That goes viral. All right, coming up next, we're going to have a guest who's on your ballot. It is the man who would like to be the next state controller of California, Republican Lon Hee Chen. He has a pretty good chance to win against his Democratic opponent. We'll talk coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm going to look at the video while Deborah does the news. KFI, AM 640.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.